While many great composers in history wrote for the bassoon, in the last 70 years, the instrument has often been associated with one bouncy melody from a classic animated film. As WRTI's Susan Lewis reports, a recent premiere reminds us of the bassoon's lyrical beauty.
Mozart, Beethoven, and Stravinsky were among the many greats who wrote lyrical bassoon lines. Vivaldi alone wrote over 36 concerti for it. But then in 1940, the bassoon made it big in Hollywood.
I think it was Fantasia that did us in. Nothing against Duca.
Philadelphia Orchestra principal bassoon Daniel Matsukawa.
A lot of the concertos followed suit and, you know, had that sort of very, you know, very Humpty Dumpty character for the bassoon.
When the orchestra planned to commission a new work for him, Matsukawa looked to composer David Ludwig.
I wanted people to take away, like, knowing and remembering, hopefully, that the bassoon is more of a singing instrument. This new piece brings that back, but with a little bit of a modern twist and with his own musical language.
Ludwig was drawn to intersecting cultures, French composer Debussy's fascination with Japanese art, Matsukawa's own Japanese heritage, and the French language connection to music director Yannick Nézet-Séguin. The work is called Pictures from the Floating World.
It's very poetic, very soulful. It's language that I really can relate with and musical language that I love singing.
This Sunday on WRTI, Daniel Matsukawa and the Philadelphia Orchestra perform David Ludwig's Pictures from the Floating World.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.